All right. Hello and welcome to today's podcast episode. I am super excited that you are here. And today we are talking about something that is very special to me because I love to have people over to my house. I love to host people. However, I do not like when people just show up at my doorstep. Like that is my worst nightmare. It's actually not my worst nightmare. That's traumatic, but I just don't like it. My home is my sanctuary. It is my space to be alone and like retreat. It's my place to retreat. I don't like people just intruding on my space. However, I do like to have a drop-in ready home. And I love this conversation that we had over in the Motherhood Simplified Facebook group about what it means to have a drop-in ready home and if that's important to you as a mom. So let's talk about this real quick because I'm curious how you feel about it. So in this episode, we're going to talk about what having a drop-in ready home means to me, how I used to feel when my home was not drop-in ready. And then I'm going to share some snippets of the conversation that happened in the Facebook group from what other moms like yourself said about this idea of having a drop-in ready home. Like, what does that actually mean? So for me, a drop-in ready home means that I want the way that I live my life every day to be how I invite people into my home. I want my home to be just come as you are. I invited you over. I want you here. I want my home to feel put together. I want it to be functional and comfortable and accommodating and inviting. So that's what it means to me. It means that I don't have to spend 2 days preparing for people to come over and completely change the way my house is set up and the way that I live my life just because I want to invite somebody over. That's not what I'm trying to do. I want it to just be like, you want to come over? Awesome. Come over. This is what you get. This is how I live. And it didn't used to be like that for me. Now, when I invite people over, I personally want to feel at ease. I want to feel restful. If I have a family member or friend who has an urgent need, I want to be able to accommodate them at the drop of a hat. And I want to feel like I'm not judging myself or secretly like sweating, wondering if the guests are going to notice that I shoved everything into the closet or under the bed or accidentally open up that bedroom door that I have just been hiding everything in. And notice how the way that I feel has, or I want to feel in my home has nothing to do with the other people. I'm not saying I don't want other people to judge me. I don't want other people to come in and critique my home because if they're doing that, they're not the kind of people that I want in my home anyway. This is about how I want to feel and how I want my home to be. And we as mothers and people, just people in general, deserve to have that, deserve to have our homes feel how we want them to feel. And we deserve to have them feel that way even when we invite people over. So for me, having a drop-in ready home means that I live in a way that I don't have to change it. I don't have to change it depending on who's coming over or when they're coming over or when I'm having guests. My life gets to carry on and I just have space to invite people into it. Now, here's how I used to feel. I used to feel when I had people coming over, if we were having a birthday party or I knew that we were going to have friends over for dinner, I would spend at least the entire day before preparing for them to come over, cleaning things, putting things away, hiding things, trying to get things organized, shoving stuff down into the basement out of the way so that they couldn't see. And it took a lot of time. Sometimes it was 2 days. And then after they left, I would spend just as much time trying to recover. But the way that I felt is what was most important and what I want to talk to you about today. I felt judged, even if they weren't judging me. I had amazing family members and I had amazing friends who never judged the condition of my home, who never said a single thing to me or anyone else about it. I mean, maybe they did say things to other people, but not enough to the point where I knew about it, but I felt judged, whether they were judging me or not. And the reason that I felt judged is because I was judging myself, not just when people came over, but on an everyday basis. Living in my home was a constant source of self-judgment of, why am I not organized? Why can't I just keep this house clean? Why can't I keep up on laundry? Why are there always dishes in the sink? Why can't my kids help clean up? Why are my kids so messy? Why don't they ever help me? Why am I so resentful? And, you know, maybe I'm just not a good housekeeper. I'm not a good mom. And the reason that I felt judged when people came over is because I was constantly judging myself. I felt frantic when people came over, and I actually felt very isolated when people came over, because instead of just being able to invite them into my space and enjoy their presence, I was frantic and I was judging myself. And I just constantly felt like I was never enough. I was embarrassed, because even if it looked clean on the surface, I knew what was in the closets. I knew what was under the beds. I knew what my everyday life looked like, and it didn't match what I had put so much effort into creating when people came over. Right. And you know what? Sometimes people came over when it was a mess, and I still felt all of those things. And all of those things that I felt were valid. They were real. I felt them deeply. And I think that sometimes we try to pretend like we don't feel those ways. And if we do feel those ways, then screw everybody. They don't have to come over to our house. They're not the kind of friends that we want to have anyway. And that's missing the whole point. If you are feeling these ways, those are clues for you about what needs to change. If you are feeling these things on an everyday basis, and when people come over to visit, those are your clues for what needs to change. If you're embarrassed by that bedroom that you shove everything into and then close the door and hope nobody sees it, you should address the clutter in that bedroom. If you feel embarrassed because everything just has piles of stuff on it all of the time, and you feel like you're not enough and you're not good enough and you're not doing enough and you're always frantic and you feel isolated and you feel judged, pay attention to those feelings and stop dismissing them and saying that if other people have a problem with the way that my house looks, then that's on them and not me. And dismissing the fact that you feel those things, that matters. You have to address that. So I want to share real quick just some snippets of the conversation from inside of the Facebook group about this conversation and about what having a drop-in ready home means for you. So the question that I asked was, and you can go join the Facebook group and find this thread. There's like more than 300 responses on it or answers on this question, where I asked, is having a drop-in ready home something you want or have? Meaning that you can invite people over at the drop of a hat without needing to spend a lot of time cleaning or preparing. And the responses are so real. I know you will find someone who resonates with you. But here are some ones that I really want to address with you and share with you so that we can talk about it a little bit more here and dissect them a little bit. Okay. So someone said, I have this, but it's more of just apologizing to people that we live there. LOL. So here's the thing about this. Having a drop-in ready home to me, if you notice, I did not say means having a perfectly clean, pristine, Pinterest perfect, photo shoot ready home. And I'm not apologizing to people that we have 7 people living here, 2 of which are toddlers. So when it comes to having a drop-in ready home, it's not about perfection, and it's not about making it look as if no one lives there. That's not the point. And if you are apologizing to people when they come over, sorry for the messes, or that sign that says, excuse the mess, the kids are making memories, that's one of your clues, because those people aren't saying anything to you. And if they are, don't invite them to your house, but they're not saying anything to you. They're not asking you, or they're not saying, you've really hurt me, right? And being in this house like this is deeply upsetting to me, and I wish that you would apologize to me. You don't have to apologize to those people. You don't owe them an apology. So stop apologizing to them. And instead, ask yourself, why do I feel the need to apologize? Am I judging myself here? Am I feeling embarrassed? Am I feeling like I didn't do enough? you know, for my guests, which really translates to, I feel like I am not enough and I don't do enough. And this clutter is driving me insane and it's making me embarrassed and it makes me feel judged and frantic or whatever it is for you. But if you are apologizing when people come over to your home, that's a clue for you. And the clue probably leads to, you have some things to declutter. And hey, you're listening to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm here to help you. You can get into my course. You can get my free guide, Clear Your Clutter, Decluttering Simplified, the course. It will help you get to a point where you don't feel like that anymore. Not only do you declutter your stuff, but you also declutter all of these negative feelings, all of this negative self-judgment and everything that comes along with clutter. So the next person said, yes, I have this. And I agree with it being clean, as in not sticky, smelly, dusty. But the more that I've decluttered overall, the easier it is to reset, even if we get last minute notification. It really bothered me as a kid that I wasn't allowed to invite friends over spontaneously because we had to have time to hide the boxes and stash everything that lived on surfaces anywhere that was open. My goal is for last minute company prep to take about 15 minutes. So I wanted to share this one because what she's saying is that as a child, I lived in a home where I wasn't allowed to invite people into my everyday life. And what that means on a deeper level is that I had to hide who we were and how I lived from the people who I cared about and wanted to invite into my life. And that's just something to think about. Again, the way that you feel about the clutter in your home and the decisions that it makes you make are clues to what you need to fix. If you don't feel like you can invite people into the way that you're living on an everyday basis, you've got some decisions to make. And one of the easiest decisions to make is to declutter and get rid of this stuff that is making that your reality. Okay, the next person said, yes, but also I understand that it can't always be perfect. So I have minimums. Bathrooms have to be clean. Most of the clutter picked up from the living room and kitchen table. But if there are some toys in the living room or dishes on the counter or in the sink, then it is what it is. So if you can feel the energy behind this statement, I love it because it's like, I have standards for myself, right? I'm going to make sure that there's no pee on the toilet seat and there's a towel to dry your hands, but I'm not striving for perfection and I'm not frantic and I'm not apologizing about it. I think that's such a healthy, balanced way to approach a drop-in ready home. There's no self-judgment. There's no worrying that other people are going to say something. It's just like, hey, we have people living here. I made sure that you don't have to sit on pee. Okay. Because we've got 5 kids here. You're welcome. I'll go drink some coffee with you now. And then you move on. And I think that's such a healthy way to feel about your home. Okay. So next comment that came through that is similar to the one that we just mentioned is, yes, though to me, she says, yes, though to me, drop-in ready doesn't mean spotless, somewhere in between looking brand new and tornadoed. So to me, that means that your house is going to be lived in. You have a family, you have people who are moving throughout it. You have people who have needs inside of it and need to eat and want to play and need to play and are creative. So it doesn't mean spotless. Maybe what you get out of this episode is that you need to shift your expectations about what a drop-in ready home actually means to you. Now, the final one that I want to share with you, the final comment that I want to share with you is this one. The only people who come to my house are people who come to see me, not my house. This is difference in attitude, not a state of my home. And again, I think this is just a powerful example of what it means to confidently and securely have a drop-in ready home. And here's what I hope you get out of this comment is that a drop-in ready home is not for other people and it's not for your guests. It's for you. It's so that when you invite people into your home and into your space and into your presence and into your energy, it feels good for you. You are excited, not dreading it. You feel inviting and warm rather than isolated and like you didn't do enough. You feel proud and at ease not embarrassed or judging yourself or just internally freaking out because you're like, oh my gosh, they're going to know that this is not my life. This is not how I live. So the final thing that I want to leave with you on this note of like what a drop-in ready home means is that if you feel like someone is going to judge the condition of your home, whether you had 15 minutes to prepare or 3 days to prepare, you are probably deep down judging yourself in some way. And that is your clue. That is the thing that you need to address. And here's the kicker. If someone is judging you and your home, they're going to judge you whether it's spotless or whether it's completely trashed. No matter what, if someone is going to judge you, it doesn't matter what you do or how your house looks, they're going to judge you because it looks Pinterest perfect. And they're probably going to say whatever it is that they're going to say about you because of that. And if they judge you because your house is messy and not what they would consider drop-in ready, then that says more about them than you. And a drop-in ready home is not for other people. It's just not. It is for you so that you can connect with people. You can invite people over. And you cannot invite people over. One of the things that a lot of people said too is like, yes, I do want a drop-in ready home, but also don't ever surprise me and just drop in, right? Which is me. My house is ready for anybody, anytime. Come as you are. Here I am as I am. But don't surprise me because I don't like to be surprised by strangers on my doorstep or my friends or even my family on my doorstep. So a drop-in ready home also doesn't mean that you have to invite people over at the drop of a hat, or you have to say we have an open door policy. You can still have a closed door policy and have a drop-in ready home. So I hope that this episode was helpful for you. And I hope that you get some clarity on the way that you feel in your home and how you want to feel in your home. And if you are feeling like you need to declutter some stuff and you want some support, then get into Decluttering Simplified. It is the course that I created for moms like you to help you declutter your home in a simple, systematic, and sustainable way. You don't have to do anything other than follow the steps that I laid out. I do all of the brain work for you. I give you the structure. I give you the system. I give you the steps, and I make it super, super easy for you to actually declutter your home once and for all. So the link for that is in the show notes or in wherever you are watching this, in the comments or whatever. And you can find it there, or you can go to motherhoodsimplified.com/decluttering-simplified, which is the name of the course. You can find all the information that you need there. It should answer all of your questions, and you can enroll at that link. And I hope to see you on the inside. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today, and I will see you on the next episode.